You know wine sommeliers. They steer you to a good match with your dinner and maybe turn you on to a wine you never would have tried. Well, if you're lucky enough to run into Julia Herz, she does the same thing for you with beer. She is a certified cicerone. That is the correct title for a beer sommelier. She's also director of the craft beer program for the Brewers Association. Noelle Carter of the LA Times sat down with Julia.
Julia, it's so great to talk to you today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious, what exactly is a cicerone and what distinguishes a cicerone from an avid beer lover or a beer sommelier?
Well, a cicerone is definitely somebody that's interested in an expanded beer journey and experience, and also being an educator of others. It's a certified program, and if you test into the program, there's three levels, and it gets increasingly more difficult throughout the levels. So it's kind of like the beer world's version of a wine sommelier.
So difficult, meaning you have to kind of try and identify different beers or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we at the Brewers Association document 142 beer styles. There's a lot to know out there.
Wow.
It's not just beer history and the ingredients in beer, but it's the process behind brewing, it's tasting and evaluation, it's beer and food pairing, and it's draft systems and maintenance.
It sounds like you've got a dream job. How did you end up where you are?
I do get that a lot, and I feel very honored. I started as a home brewer, and now I get to represent and be the voice for today's small and independent craft brewers. And of the 2,500 breweries today, the majority are smaller producing breweries that are really on the local and regional level, and we're in the middle of a beer renaissance. So what a great job to have to get to talk these men and women up.
Excellent. I'm curious, how long have you been brewing?
Been brewing about 20 years. So
wow.
It's a hobby that, you know, as soon as I was legal, I was ready to go.
That's so cool. Now, you've mentioned that beer is the number one selling beverage in the U.S. Where have you seen the trends in craft brews going? And have you seen anything particularly interesting and exciting?
Yeah, I mean, you have to take the sales of wine and spirits and combine them to basically match the sales of beer. We're a beer-loving nation, first and foremost. And with that, now we have kind of the localization of beer movement and the globalization of beer movement. And on the local level, you've got retailers you can go into. Some are even doing flights or trays of small quantities. You can taste your way through several beer styles. And then on the brewery level, you've got small brewers like taking old-world beer styles, turning them on their ears, and giving them a new world twist. And so you've got more malt, more hops, more ingredients, more experimentation going on with our craft brewers today than what we were really seeing from the old world brewing nations. And now the U.S. is the largest beer destination because of what's going on.
So are there any specific regional trends?
Yeah, I mean, beer definitely has terroir too. So you've got the Pacific Northwest, who's basically supplying about 30% of the world's supply of hops. So Oregon, Washington, California, they're really featuring hops in a lot of the beer styles. You've got the South that's coming into play and altering their laws to make it more advantageous for breweries to actually start and have a better fighting chance as a small business. So you've got styles starting to pop out of the South that are featuring local ingredients like pecans. The brewers are starting to feature their regional ingredients. That's definitely a trend.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, beer has a lot of stereotypes, including that's, you know, a guy's drink and brewing is a men's club. But women are actively involved both in the professional and home brewing end. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, women are home brewing, professionally brewing, running tasting groups, and whereas maybe, say, Gallup would say 22% of women that do drink fermented beverages are drinking beer, I'm going to say that when I personally am at a beer festival or a beer dinner and I look around, I'm seeing such a higher percentage rate for women who are enjoying craft beer. So kind of craft beer is bringing women back to the beverage of beer, and it's frankly being marketed as a beverage that's not gender specific.
So I have to confess, I tried home brewing once, and it was a horrible failure. I really didn't know what I was getting into. What would you recommend for someone who's interested in brewing at home?
This is the same as if saying, I want to take up baking or get good at pie making or get good at canning. You know, we've got a cultural shift that's gone on in the U.S., and part of that is getting back to the basics of what we consume. Let's get used to making our own beer. It's legal to do at home. It's a solid hobby with over 1 million active home brewers, and, you know, there's nothing better than sharing a home brew with your friends and family that you actually made.
Now, I'm curious, what about those kits that you find in the stores or online? Would you recommend a kit?
Kits are a fantastic way to start. That's how I started. Kits keep it simple, too. There's extract brewing, which is kind of where the malts have been distilled down to a liquid, and you don't have to convert the grains and the enzymes in those grains to get your sugars to wake up. So it's a really easy way to do it. And then as you get more advanced, you're going to go to partial grain from the extract brewing, and then you can go to full grain brewing, just like commercial craft brewers do.
Okay. Some of what you said made sense, and some of what you said made absolutely no sense. I'm curious. I've noticed that there are, you know, all these craft brewing organizations and clubs out there. Would you recommend getting involved in a club? And do I have to know anything before I join?
You don't have to know anything to start homebrewing or to join a homebrewing club. It's one of the most welcoming communities where people just want to share their information, absolutely. So, you know, there is approximately 1,500 homebrew clubs in the U.S.
Wow.
that are encouraging new members all the time.
Well, I have to say I'm excited, and I think I'm going to try homebrewing one more time.
Well, I encourage it. That's so great to hear, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, and I have to say cheers.
Cheers back. Many good beers to you.
Julia Herz is director of the craft beer program for the Brewers Association. Noelle Carter is food writer and test kitchen director at the LA Times and contributes to their food blog, Daily Dish. Now, not to knock drinking beer, but beer does great things for mustard. So try Noelle's recipe for beer caraway mustard. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.